Uncensored.
Hey, Maya, it's that time.
Okay, well, who do the Bucks play this week?
They play the Cincinnati Bengals.
The Cincinnati Bengals? Aren't they the ones that put chili on spaghetti?
Yes.
Ew!
I know, but you know what? Their football team isn't really that bad.
Really? Because I hear they stink.
I think they're okay, but you think the Bucks can win?
Yes.
But you know what we should do?
Speak softly and carry a big stick. Yeah. Go Bucks.
This is a real movement of real people. You can't stop this movement. You can tell us to cool it or else it's not going to work. We are self-sustaining.
You see how we play as a family. You see what we do as a family. I gave him a face and the answer is unequivocally yes.
Bucks Uncensored.
I'm tired of getting disrespected. I'm tired of low expectations. I know what we're about. I know what we're about. I know how great we are. Let's keep stacking them W's and let's do it as a family. Let's play. One heartbeat. Let's get it.
Somebody that knows somebody that knows something about it. But I won't answer now. What, where, why? See, a lot of dudes like to act the fool now. I'm getting on live, but that ain't my style. So who you gonna get? And what he gonna do?
The Bucks run up on me if you want to. Are 3-3. They're on the road against a beatable opponent. Yet, this entire last week has felt like a lost cause for this team, for the organization, for the coaching staff, and the players. It's hard to avoid it because there are fans out there that continue to beat the drum, and I question whether or not they'll always beat the drum, no matter what the statistics show, the film shows. It doesn't matter. It started with Mike Glennon. It has progressed to Ryan Fitzpatrick, and it's only a matter of time before Ryan Griffin becomes the latest backup quarterback with a mob. We're not that type of mob. We might be a mob, but we're not that type of mob. And if you are the type of Bucks fan that is putting a specific player over the team, then we don't want you. If you truly think that another quarterback would win, that's a different story. But only you know whether or not your attacks against the Bucks starting quarterback, Jameis Winston, is due to you thinking the Bucks can win more games with career backups, or if you just have a personal distaste for Jameis Winston. I don't really give a shit, because I know he's the starting quarterback, and I don't want to deal in hypothetical. You save hypotheticals for the draft, for free agency. I'm not doing a hypothetical now because it's a waste of time. Jameis Winston is the starting quarterback. And Jameis Winston has played well enough in his first two starts this season to be 2-0. So save me the Fitzpatrick bullshit. Jameis Winston is leading this team. They're going to go up to Cincinnati. I want to see if the defense has progressed under Duffner. He had 1 week to prepare them for the Browns. Now you get another week to prepare for the Bengals. A Bengals team that can throw the ball with Dalton to Green to Tyler Boyd on the other side. A team that can run the ball with Joe Mixon. A team that is nasty and physical on the defensive side. I mean, quite honestly, this is the type of team the Buccaneers in the past would get annihilated by. I do think that this year's Bucs team is a little different. They've got to continue to prove it. But they can take advantage of the Bengals' secondary. They should be able to run the ball against the Bengals. And I'd like to see Jameis Winston not be the leading rusher. To not be the leading rusher. I want to go up to Cincinnati. I want to pour on the points. And I want this defense. Listen, this defense is not going to dominate in terms of yards. Most defenses in the NFL aren't going to dominate in terms of yards. Keep them off the scoreboard, keep them out of the end zone, and create turnovers. You do that with a pass rush. The Bucs haven't gotten us an interception this year, I don't believe. We need an interception. We need fumbles. We need turnovers. We need, you know, and I watched the Catanzaro's 59-yard field goal to win it again earlier today. I hope that is such a confidence booster for him. Go out there and boot the ball like you did on the 59-yard field goal, and do that for every kick. I am laser focused. I'm super excited that my team has a chance to be 4-3 after 7 games. And what could lead to a very big matchup in a divisional game against the Panthers next weekend. But going into that game 3-4 as opposed to 4-3, that is I know it's just one game. That is a huge difference. A huge difference. This offensive line needs to go, and they need to prove that they can block for a running back. Prove that they can open up holes in the run game. Prove that they can establish a run game. And prove that they can stand toe-to-toe with a nasty physical defense. They have not done that this year. So Donovan Smith, Ali Marpet, Ryan Jensen, the rotation at right guard, and Damar Dotson at right tackle. Take some pride in yourselves and dominate the line of scrimmage. Enough. I'd like to see more of Rojo. I don't think that's going to happen. I think we're going to see Peyton Barber. But whoever the running back is, stick with it. Do not abandon it. And Jameis Winston, take advantage of your weapons. They will be there. Spread the ball around and let's win this game. And if DeSean Jackson wants to pout, let him pout on the fucking sideline. Done with it. Absolutely done with it. I want this to be a business trip for our team. I want our team to go up to Cincinnati, take a big old plate of spaghetti with chili, throw it in the face of the entire Bengals sideline, speak softly, carry that big motherfucking stick, and win this fucking game. I don't care if it's pretty, if it's got a bow on top, or if it's the ugliest fucking game we've ever seen. My goal has always been to win. They won last week, and I want them to win again this week. In any style they want. Do that. Be 4-3. And shut these other negative motherfuckers up. Let's fucking go. Buffalo Wild Wings, Mastro Subaru, Cigar City Brewing, B4, Christian at Headlines Barbershop, who's going to have me looking all good. Wait until you see the before and after picture I do with Christian as he gets me ready for Halloween. That'll come sometime probably on Friday. But for the time being, it all goes back to this is the game where I want them to do it more than ever. And that is to shut your fucking mouth, speak softly, and carry that big motherfucking stick. And at the end of the game, we all do one thing in our collective state, because there's no watch party this week. I encourage you all to try and watch it together. You can coordinate that on Facebook or social media. But it's my daughter's birthday. I'm going to be spending the weekend with her. So no matter where you are, once the Buccaneers beat the Bengals on Sunday, as soon as that game ends, I guarantee you everyone in my house, and I hope everyone that's around you, will be doing the same thing. Take it away, Maya.
BUCCANEERS. Go Bucks.
Nailed it.